The M3 Lightweight is an enthusiast's dream, but its path to get here was rough. The US M3 entered production in early 94, and BMW planned to bolster the M3's visibility through pro racing. But M-Brand manager Eric Winsberg wanted to encourage amateur racing too. We wanted to produce a lightweight version people could race in the Firehawk series right off the showroom floor, he said, and he asked, how hard could that be? Well, not at all in theory. The M3 Lightweight dropped over 200 pounds by losing non-essential equipment, by using M3 GT aluminum doors instead of steel, and forged wheels instead of cast. It rode stiffer springs and shocks, while bracing reduced the flex, and the GT Aero system added stability. The Lightweight used the US 3-liter inline-6, with each engine tested to ensure at least the rated 240 horsepower. It ran 0-60 in 5.3 seconds, rather than the official time of 6.1. Motorsport's Alpine White was the sole color, with the now-famous M-flag graphics attached. The inside featured hurricane cloth seats with carbon fiber trim nearby. Like the original CSL, the Lightweight came with non-DOT items in the trunk, like the adjustable rear wing, the X-brace, the Motorsport oil pan with dual pickup oil pumps. In fall of 94, Winsberg ordered 100 units from BMW, scheduling them to arrive in January of 95. They called me at Thanksgiving and said they would produce the cars in October of the following year, at the end of 95, rather than the beginning, Winsberg says. And I'm like, but the season will be over. These cars will be unsellable. Winsberg convinced Motorsport to deliver 11 cars in early 95, but the remaining 115 weren't built until later that year. By then, the Lightweight was no longer the hot ticket for showroom stock racing, and its $49,000 price limited the appeal, compared to the standard M3 at a more reasonable $35,800. It was a complete bomb, a disaster, Winsberg says. Our national sales manager, Peter Moore, said, oh, Eric, the Lightweight's a friggin' wipeout. I've got to put money in every trunk just to get rid of them. Don't talk to me about special models anymore. Winsberg says the Lightweight nearly cost him his job, but we all know it became a BMW icon.